Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about sharing your knowledge on heavy equipment by writing blogs and articles. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. One more time, www.brequipmentco.com. And we're an affiliate of Shop Caterpillar. Are you looking for great Caterpillar apparel? Hats, shirts, shoes, boots, jackets, you name it, anything with the beautiful branded logo. Go to this website, which is an affiliate link, which will go on to the other side at www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. Again, www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Sharing your knowledge always helps. It may help the person who wants to know things, which is perhaps you know, and in return, you can make some money or you can generate contacts through which you can get some business from. There are various platforms available where one can share information that one can be helpful in to the mass, like social media. Or you're a general public of construction industry. The most common platform is the internet, where one can write things on his or her blog and the entire world gets to read it. Other than this, you can always post information on magazines, newsletters, press releases, or even make it on TV. I mean, there's a lot of heavy equipment manufacturing and dealers posting on TV. But again, is your people there watching? Yeah, it could be. You know, I mean, I think Gold Diggers or Gold Rush is one of them. And I noticed a lot of placement in some history, Making History, History Channel, had a lot of manufacturers in it. So, I mean, TV does work a little bit. Sharing the knowledge on the internet is sought to be the most convenient and favorite way in today's time. If you write something in a newspaper or blog, that will only read by people who reads the particular newspaper. Right. Newspapers are cities/areas specific. So if you're writing something in a newspaper, it would not necessarily reach out to many people. This is why writing blogs and articles on the internet makes more sense. That is, what is the internet, three abbreviations? World Wide Web. World Wide Web. WWW. World Wide Web. Articles on heavy equipment are read by many who are associated to this industry and need to update their knowledge on the subject. There are people who know in depth about the different sorts of construction machines, other uses, different sorts of construction machines often used to internet to spread their message to the public, which, you know, Caterpillar does it really well. They have, in a way, become the brand by writing numerous articles. Remember, you know, if you want to get the word out there, write blogs, write articles, social media, pass it around, people. Spread the word. People do not intend to read any new reader, as they do not trust anybody other than the person they have been reading. It is quite a powerful tool and hence should be used with caution. Writer should mention things with caution in his or her article and must attain that he or she does not put something that they is not so sure about. If they is not sure about anything, then they should mention that in the footer of the article. But you shouldn't write the article if you don't believe in the product. That's how I believe in it. Next, good way to spread one's experience. An article is perhaps a better way to nice one's experience or spread one's experience to the people. And an expert who knows the ins and outs of the construction machine can pick up a different topic and write on it, sharing his or her experience, their knowledge, and they will feel feels that one to do this is in a certain situation. So they'll take that knowledge and spread it and listen to your article or your blog or your podcast. You never know. He or she should always invite others to come up with questions or any doubts after reading this article, his or her article. So if they can clear them all by answering them in another article, you know, use the power of the internet. They should always share some of their stories that they indeed happened and the mistakes that they have committed or have seen people doing so that it can be avoided by others, like equipment safety. I mean, that's a big mistake that a lot of people do. Write an article about it. The articles could act as a learning curve for many who are in or who are new in this industry and do want to make sure that the same mistakes will not happen if the writer writes about them. So let them read about them. And finally, talk about different kinds of heavy equipment in your articles. You know, manufacturing, you know, that's how you get, you know, the word out of different manufacturers offering great pieces of equipment, what they're getting into, like gen sets, new dozers coming up, wheel loaders, the new GPS control systems when they're doing on the job sites, tracking the job sites, the drone research. When you're writing articles on heavy equipment, it should be contained to a limited equipment and or machines of some selected brands. You have to speak in totally understanding of the subject. You know, you got to understand what you're talking about. Most important, you should not only speak about the goodies, but also point out the negatives. People want to read about the different kinds of heavy equipment so they can give them what they need, you know, and then go and try the equipment after you read a little bit. You know, test it out. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.